For the management, it is important to do the dietary modification in the form of a strict restriction of the dietary fats to 20 to 25 grams per day to reduce the chylomicron production as much as possible, because we know that when the dietary fat in the intestine is firstly absorbed in the form of chylomicrons, so we need to reduce the level of the chylomicrons by causing the dietary restriction of the fats to 20 to 25 grams per day. Along with this, if there are any comorbid conditions present like diabetes, metabolic syndrome, obesity, that need to be controlled as well. Alcohol restriction is very important. Besides this, the intake of refined carbohydrate need to be limited as well. For the drugs, we can give fibrates, nicotinic acid derivatives. But important drug to avoid is bile acid sequestrants, which are contraindicated in any type of the hypertriglyceridemia because it will worsen the condition. Those patients who have ApoC2 deficiency in them, the infusion of fresh red plasma also helps. For the treatment of acute pancreatitis, referral to the medical team and the surgeon is important. Along with this, antioxidant therapy is also effective in reducing the attacks of acute pancreatitis. So referral of the patient to the lipid clinic and the cardiologist is important. Eruptive xanthomas respond very good to the lowering level of triglycerides. So our main aim of the treatment is controlling and lowering the level of the triglyceride. Ultimately, the cutaneous manifestation will settle down on itself.